WTF, we're doing a podcast. I'm Nikki.
And I'm Michelle. This is 50. Welcome to What the 50. Join us on our continued journey to simplify our lives.
We will seek the answers from the experts and offer tips, tools, and techniques to live your life with confidence and joy. Are we ready?
Let's go. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We have Mr. Kenneth Salmon on our podcast, and he's going to tell us about John Canoe in Jamaica.
Yes.
Is that exciting?
Yes, because there is a big festival or something coming up, right?
Yes, yes. But of course, we want to know more about John Canoe, Mr. Salmon. Can you tell us about it, please?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Do you mind if I called you Kenny?
Pardon me? Yeah, no, that's fine. That's even better.
Perfect.
Right. We are doing this festival because we are concerned, yes, like many others, about the fact that such a critical and important culture is dying. There was a time that whichever plaza you're going to, or wherever you go during Christmas, you would see the John Canoe.
Yes.
And it's such a beautiful thing. And the thing that we are excited about is that it crosses our culture in that it's both Eurocentric and Afrocentric.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
No. Yeah. So, but as far as Jamaica is concerned, John Canoe was initially practiced by the slaves. And on Christmas, Boxing Day, when they got a day off from work, they would play John Canoe. Because that's what we call it, play John Canoe.
Okay.
Masking. And it combines music, dance, and drama. And what they would do is have characters that they are mocking their slave masters.
Really?
Oh, okay. That's why they had to wear this mask. Women were not allowed to play.
Only
several
men.
Reasons. Yeah, only men. And
so where did it actually originate from, Kenny?
Okay, it has a lot of origin.
Yes.
There's an Afrocentric version, which from this resistance person called John Canoe.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right? But there's also the French version, the Belisaria version. So it has a lot of origins. But in Jamaica, we consider that it originated during slavery.
Okay.
Even today, though, aspects of it, for example, the set girls have some beautiful dancing girls. Persons have put that into other productions, other festivals, and have a set girl festival, for example. So the men in the John Canoe had to play the female parts.
Okay. Oh, it's like Shakespeare.
That explains why we have the pregnant woman.
Right, Madalunde. Right. She is a man playing that part. Okay. But in those days, no thoughts of any kind of corruption relating to a man playing a woman.
Yes.
You know, they were pure.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with sexuality and so on. So that Christmas carnival, I want to call it, happened on Boxing Day. And you'd see it all over Jamaica, because the first time when it used to be performed, it was done on Boxing Day, which is a holiday that the slaves have. Right? So it's one of their holidays, and that was the activity for the holiday. It is arguably a culture of resistance.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
A subtle resistance. So like the policeman, for example, would represent oppression. Yeah, so that's essentially what it is. May I say a little bit about what we're planning?
Of course, We definitely want to hear about that. So
right.
I understand that there's going to be something on December 22nd.
That's a festival we are collaborating with the JCDC,
okay,
Jamaica Cultural Development Commission,
okay,
and we are hoping to consider it a closure for Jamaica 60.
Perfect.
Right.
So where is it going to be?
It's going to be. I'll tell you that there is now a possible venue change. Initially, it was to be at the Emancipation Center, but in a meeting tomorrow, we're likely to move it to the Ronnie Williams Center.
Okay.
Right. And I'll say openly, we're not getting the funds we anticipated.
Therefore,
an emergency meeting is called tomorrow, not to call it off, but to change some of the plans we had.
Okay.
To ensure that we can afford it.
But the show will go on for sure, right?
The show must go on.
So what will the show entail?
It is going to entail a road march by the contesting groups. And then the groups are going to meet at a point for a Jankuna competition. Right? So they'll be judged on their use of masks. They'll be judged on the costumes. They'll be judged on interpretation. They'll be judged on the extent to which the story they tell is interesting. They'll be judged on their musicality too.
Sorry, one second. So the story they're going to tell is through dance and music
and drama.
Right. And drama. Ah, very well. And drama. Right? Because that's one of the fascinating things about the Jankuna. It is music, dance, and drama.
And drama.
And where are the participants coming from? Are these from
all over Jamaica? All over Jamaica. Okay.
From
and some of the groups are groups that are existing, but as I started off saying, presently we could only find about 8 or 10 existing groups. So what we're trying to do is to repair some of the groups that were and get them ready for the show. In one of the meetings, the arts director from JCDC made an important point that one of the reasons it's a dying culture is because we would call them out at a particular time and ask for a performance, but nobody cares about them after that.
Just once per year.
Right. So we're planning to also introduce them to the private sector so that private sector can use them or utilize them. For example, in your advertisement, hotels, for example, can you imagine, instead of coming to see somebody trying to imitate Michael Jackson at a hotel, imagine you're seeing a Jankuna show
that
never have seen a real one before.
But here's another part of it, though. When I was growing up, and I knew about
this
from St. Mary, and she always said she was very afraid of the Jankuna, but when I saw them, I wasn't afraid. But I'm sure there are other persons who maybe still be afraid of seeing them. This big horse head.
Older sisters definitely have
one
that
there,
right? Yes, so maybe the older
one of the earlier tenets of the Jankuna. I don't know if it's because of the protest, but one of the earlier tenets was to scare people. It's something that we are avoiding this time around.
Okay, good.
We want people to be friendly. We want people to like them.
Okay.
Right? Because no longer that fight. It's preserving a culture.
So hopefully younger generation will appreciate a whole nother perspective.
We're hoping, and one of our artistic directors, Paul Hamilton, is looking at the possibility of a modernized version on that same concert. So he's talking about, for example, what about a group that is dealing with COVID, for example, or so on. So he's exploring that. So we're still in our exploration stage.
Okay. But water down the whole meaning behind it, though, because you want to preserve the culture.
Yeah, right. So we have to show and demonstrate the authentic Jankuna.
Absolutely.
Right? And there's no question about that. But also to explore a modernization of it alongside the traditional Jankuna. So we
have to show it in a way that you capture the younger generation, without a doubt.
Right.
Definitely. Maybe the Jankuna, the groups, the different groups, maybe they could do a school tour, because I'm sure our children have never really seen Jankuna.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
they could probably go
to the schools.
And it's also a great study.
I was just about to say that they need to put it in literally as a part of the curriculum.
Right.
It should be.
Not just something you see once a year that you may see once a year. Because sometimes just buck it up on the road, don't you know?
And it's exciting to see it.
I love it.
We are going to be collaborating with the JCDC
Okay.
To make sure that it is not just that we bring out these groups. Because we've been doing the same thing over.
Exactly.
Not that we bring out these groups, but that they're being utilized. So right. One of the things you just spoke about, it's a possibility.
Yes.
That we could take them to schools.
Yes, yes. For
a school tour.
Yes.
Now, what we might want to do is, and as I said, everything is sort of still in flux because we just confirmed some of the things. Like, for example, the collaboration with the JCDC, it is just formalized, has just been formalized. So we have to have an emergency meeting to reorganize some of the ideas. But what one of the things we certainly want to do is to ensure that they collaborate with the private sector. We get the private sector involved, not just for their money, but for them being a part of it. And we think that they will employ the Jankono.
Yeah, they'll have to buy into it though, Kenny. You'll have to present it in such a way that you'll buy into it.
But I think
it's all about preserving our culture.
Of course.
So you have to take it from that angle.
So let me ask you a question, Kenny. If we wanted to hire a Jankono group for a Christmas event or a Christmas party, where would we be able to get in touch with them?
You can contact us.
Okay.
Because remember that we are now in contact with all the existing Jankono group.
Okay, perfect.
We're building back some. I probably should have said JCDC, but we are collaborating with JCDC.
Okay.
Us and JCDC.
Okay.
You know.
Because I love it for a Christmas event.
Mm-hmm. And just for exposure.
It is wonderful.
Yes.
And you would have noticed that some things were happening, like you would see a Jankono group and a one man of one a jeans pants. We're trying to correct these things.
Okay.
Trying to correct these things because it was being bastardized, just being watered down, and we want to build back Jankono as Jankono.
Authentic
Jankono.
So let me ask you a quick question. So the different groups make their own costumes?
They do, but we are planning workshops.
Okay.
We're planning workshops for costume, for music, for drama and dance.
So let me ask you a question. If there were some young students or a young drama group or that want to get into the study of Jankono, could they also then form a group and say, hey, we want to start
a Jankono group? And enter the competition. Yes, and enter the competition. Yes.
Okay.
They could.
So that might be something that sounds that's interesting. Yes, yeah. For sure.
Right.
But I like what I'm hearing,
I'm
though.
I'm just going to quickly list. I'm going to quickly list our objectives. We want to create an avenue for exposure and retention of the art form by stimulating the private sectors and funders. We want to provide entertainment and nostalgia as we celebrate Christmas Jamaica 60. We want to provide training and employment in the areas of costume making, maintenance of the dance, learning to do the stilt walking and instrument making, and general maintenance. We want to boost tourist attraction to lessen the fear or stigma among children and adults of the Jankono.
Of course.
Yes, yes.
If we were to achieve, if we achieve those by the end of the festival, we'd be happy.
Of course.
It's going to take some time, though, you know.
But I know.
You just have to be persistent.
Right.
Every year, you revise it and just keep at it.
I know the Bahamas use their Jankono culture strongly.
It's very popular in the Bahamas. Very, very popular.
I have attended a conference there, a medical conference, and the Jankono was a big part. We had a parade.
We actually saw it, but their Jankono is a little different from ours,
is
though.
Is it?
Yes, it's not as, it didn't seem as intense. Here, you feel like you have to be away from them. You know, you don't want to get too close. You know that, Kenny?
Yeah.
That's something you could probably look at as well to make it a little bit.
Our festival may look something similar to that because they're going to do a road march then they go into the Randy Williams and then they're going to be on stage performing to an audience.
And you know what? You could actually, when I was there, we could actually buy little dolls and so on that made were very, very cute.
There's so much.
A lot can spin up from this.
So much that can be
that came up.
Of course.
Income earners for sure.
Again, the arts director at JCDC, Andrew Broadbury, raised that we do not make these little things that can be sold. So everybody buying things from China and so on, but we should be making
them right here.
I agree.
Making them right here.
Because there's so much.
We can make some models.
There's so much talent on the island.
Right here. Yes, absolutely.
For music, for drama, for dance, and for crafts that we really need to.
Yeah, it bothers me. Yeah, it really bothers me that we're not utilizing it. You know, we're not.
Well, here's an avenue that we can, and we're going to be promoting it for you. And we're going to keep
it. We are grateful. We're going to send you all the information.
Yes, and we'll keep in touch with you. We're going to try to be there. We'll do our best to be there. I mean, the 22nd of December, we're going to be listening out for the confirmation of the location as well. And we'll post that.
And
we'll encourage our listeners to go and, you know, go out and see what it's all about.
Yeah, we're happy for your allowing us to speak with you. And we know that you're going to give us some real good promotions.
Absolutely.
You know, and sometimes it's not cash that is important. Sometimes it's the assistance and the support and the collaboration. So we're thankful.
Of course.
Collaborating.
And this is a project that we do believe a lot.
We love the concept. Yes.
It's important for us to maintain that.
Absolutely.
No problem. Thanks, Kelly,
and Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of What the 50. Please show your love and encouragement by sharing, subscribing, and leaving a review wherever you're listening.
And don't forget to like and follow us on Instagram. And please join our active Facebook group at What.the50.